From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Russia is blamed for a killing in London. A top British government investigator says Russian President Vladimir Putin probably approved the 2006 assassination of Alexander Litvinenko, a Russian spy-turned-dissident. Litvinenko was living in exile in Britain when he was poisoned with radioactive polonium. The killing was carried out at a London hotel by two Russian agents. Here is a reaction from Prime Minister David Cameron.
And this report confirms what we've always believed and what the last Labour government believed at the time of this dreadful murder, which is it was state-sponsored action.
In Moscow, a foreign ministry spokeswoman said she regretted the case had darkened bilateral relations. Three items high on the agenda Thursday when Secretary of State John Kerry held some discussions in Switzerland about the situation in Syria. Those items were a political transition for that country, the plight of Americans missing in Iraq, and the fight against the Islamic State group. Kerry's talks took place on the sidelines of the World Economic Forum at Davos. Falling oil prices have roiled world markets for the first weeks of 2016, but U.S. Treasury Chief Jack Lew says inexpensive oil is benefiting consumers across the globe. Thursday, he told the annual World Economic Forum in Switzerland that lower oil prices leave consumers with more money in their pockets. The World Health Organization said Thursday a second person has tested positive for Ebola in Sierra Leone, where an outbreak of the virus was declared over in November. The first case was reported last week when Ebola was detected in the body of a young woman who became ill and died of the disease on January 12th. This is VOA News.